For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's October the 8th, and our two guests today are here to talk about a special week, right? We've got Fire Prevention Week with Debbie Sorrell is with us, and Kim Casey is here to tell us about the Cherry Hill Fall Fling, which is coming up this Thursday. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Great. Thank you
Kim
for
Casey.
Having us.
Actually, Dr. Kim Casey, you're a dermatologist.
I am.
Right? With Despain. Now, what is the Fall Fling?
Really, it's basically just a big party. Mm-hmm. We have the Norm Rubling Band come out and play.
Oh,
we have
they're so good.
Oh, yes. And actually, this is our third year, and he's been there every year the past 2 years, so we mm-hmm. get a pretty good turnout. People eat and drink and just have fun. They come learn a little bit about some of the businesses in the area mm-hmm. and about their health. There's fun giveaways. It's just a nice
yeah. Fun well, thing. And obviously, the Spain is a big part of Cherry Hill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Despain and Casey.
Yes, Despain Casey Dermatology now,
right.
Actually.
Okay, we'll get it right. And you are a big part of this and a big part of the celebration. What is the purpose of the event? Just to get people to come out and have kind of like a big street party?
Right. You know, I think it's to raise some awareness of us in Cherry Hill. We are kind of tucked away in part of the town.
But you're tucked away beautifully.
Well, thank you.
You're tucked away beautifully. It's kind of like a little community all to itself, isn't it?
It is. I really enjoy that area.
Yeah. So everybody is invited to attend. It is this coming Thursday.
Correct.
October the 11th from 5:30 until 8 o'clock, and everything will be taking place in the Cherry Hill.
Yes, actually, in the Cherry Hill Event Center right there.
Okay. And I see that you're also going to be doing drawings, too?
Yes, we'll have a lot of fun giveaways, some discounted products, like our office in particular. We're doing some discounted gift cards as well as some free giveaways. There's a free LASIK eye surgery that's being drawn for.
All right. Well, I wish you the very best. Mark it on your calendar. Third annual Fall Fling, Cherry Hill, 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October the 11th.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking at you and I can see you're a dermatologist because you have flawless skin.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's absolutely perfect.
Not today, but...
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Well, thank you.
You'll see how perfect it is. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see what I'm talking about. Dr. Kim Casey, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Now, I've got my other friend over here, Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire Department, and today is the beginning of fire prevention.
It is. It's Fire Prevention Week, and then there was Debbie with her not-so-perfect skin. Fire Prevention Week, National Fire Prevention Week, because it's...
is it the whole week?
It is, the whole week. We celebrate it around October 8th and 9th mm-hmm. for the whole week because it's the anniversary of the Great Chicago Fire. So after that...
Oh, is that? That's why. I could never figure out why you had it.
In October every year. It's because of that. And because of that fire, there's been worse fires and more tragedies at fires. But that one was a big change in the codes. And for you, this is required for life safety and for housing apartments.
So the Chicago Fire, what year was that?
That was 1871.
So back in 1871, when that fire occurred, it brought about changes.
Changes of rules and stuff like that. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Because there was another fire, like a 2 days before this one, there was even a larger loss of life, but it was this one in Chicago that caused the change in building codes and what would be accepted and stuff for living mm-hmm. arrangements.
So what are you wanting people to know and remember?
The biggest thing, every year on Fire Prevention Week, they come up with a new theme, and this one is definitely to have 2 ways out, because when you're thinking of a clock or what the percentages are, of us all who die in fires, 85% of us die in fires in our own home. That's crazy.
In our own home.
That's crazy in our home where we sleep, tuck our children in. That's where we die.
Okay, and you're saying part of that is because we do not have two ways out?
Because we're not planning, we're not practicing, and maybe we don't have working smoke detectors. So if fires are, most generally fires are caused by cooking, most common.
Okay.
We're cooking in the evening for our family and our children, and then we're putting them to bed, closing down for the night, getting sleepy, go to sleep. That's when fires are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they're cooking or cigarette smoking, cigar
oh,
smoking.
Oh, that's nasty,
fire.
Cigarette smoking. And,
but yeah. If you're not disposing of them properly or cooking or smoking tobacco when you're sleepy and things like that, that's when mistakes happen.
Now, what happens, you say two ways out. You should have two ways out.
Yes.
You're upstairs. Your bedroom is upstairs.
Yes.
The only way out of your house is down the steps and out the front door. How can you have two ways out there? Are you saying...
But important, also the smoke detectors. If you have interconnected smoke detectors,
yes, I do.
You know right then that there's a problem downstairs. And some people think, 6 minutes? I got 6 minutes probably to get out. 7 minutes, 8 minutes, I'll be fine. In 3 minutes, the room's gone. The room is gone that started the fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally gone. You won't survive that room. And so the smoke and the fire products that come upstairs know now that there's a problem. And the more you practice and you know how I'm getting out of here,
well, what do you do?
Speeds you up.
Well, how do you get out if you're upstairs on the third floor?
You have a smoke detector.
What if there's a fire on the stairway? How do you get out?
What's going to cause it on the stairway?
I don't know. I'm just saying, what if there is?
So you have to have fuel. You have to have oxygen. We have those. We have to have an ignition source. Usually in stairwells going downstairs, the only ignition source that we would have for an accidental fire, the light on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually no plug-ins or anything on
okay.
a stairwell.
Okay.
So usually we wouldn't, but that window could be our second way out.
What do you think of those?
Door.
I see in the air, a lot of times when you're flying and you look through the booklet
and
you see the little ladders that they say could save your life, and you hook it onto your window and you climb down on those.
Yeah, I wish them well. Thank you for thinking of people who live on the second floor. And my father, my sister got him one. I'm like, are you crazy? He's 85 years old. I don't want him to burn up, but I don't want him to fall off that ladder, too. It's wiggly. It takes coordination and strength.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, a lot of both. So I worry about that. But the smoke detector gives you early warning, so you can use the stairs.
Okay.
Again, what's going to catch on fire right outside your bedroom door? But if I'm caught on the second or third floor and I can't escape, close your bedroom door or your bathroom door, wherever you're at. Towels. Paul, give me your sweater. We'd roll it up and stick it in the crack of the door. Stop that smoke from coming in.
All right.
Throw a sheet out the window. Firefighters see a sheet. They know that's wrong.
Okay.
They know you're in there.
So if you have more information, you can contact Debbie.
Contact me. My phone number is 573-874-7569.
Okay.
Or get on our website, gocolumbiamo.com/fire.
Okay, and watch out for our lighted candles, too.
Do it.
Debbie Sorrell, thank you so much. Tomorrow, Mushroom Workshop in Columbia Art League. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KVIA Radio. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this program again, or watch it or listen to it again, either way, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Bye-bye.